But a thing isn't beautiful because it lasts. It's a privilege to be among them.
Welcome back to 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in just 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simi. This is it. We have come to the end of WandaVision. After 9 weeks, we have finally arrived at the final episode, and I am prepared, well, I'm prepared and emotional, but prepared nonetheless, to give you my reaction to the WandaVision finale. As always, spoilers are ahead. Go watch the final episode of WandaVision before listening to this episode, and then you can immediately come listen to this show, because I don't want to be on the hook. I don't want to be that guy that spoils the WandaVision finale for you. I couldn't live with myself knowing that happened, so please don't put me in that position. Spoilers ahead. Okay, so let's talk WandaVision finale. You know, as Vision once said, something isn't beautiful because it lasts. I feel like this is true for a lot of things in the MCU, but it's definitely true for this series. Watching that finale and all the feels and all the emotions, I mean, you realize it's really about the ride, and it is nice and self-contained. I feel like it stands alone well, and it's not beautiful because it lasts, because we know we're getting a second season, or because of X, Y, and Z moving forward, but because of what we got to experience. And I'm just reliving the finale in my head as I start talking about it here. There's so many scenes, so many quotes, so many things that were just so wonderful. I stayed up till midnight to watch it last night. I couldn't go to bed knowing that there was another episode of WandaVision out there, especially the finale that I hadn't seen. So stayed up till midnight and took care of business. I watched it, and I just want to start out this episode by saying, look, I got like half of a prediction right. I threw out a lot of predictions over the course of the last 9 weeks. Some of them absolutely crazy. I'm pretty sure the craziest one was like, Loki's behind all of this. That's insanity. I hitched to the Mephisto train pretty good. I went down with the ship on that one. But look, I got like half a prediction right. Hayward got. Like, thankfully, that was a wonderful part. Just seeing Hayward in handcuffs warms my soul, you know? Terrible guy. And, you know, we don't know for sure if Monica is going to become the director of S.W.O.R.D. Always a possibility. We don't know. Kind of left that wide open. And I'll talk about the mid-credit scene involving Monica. Obviously, very important. But, you know, Monica even said, I'm just going to throw this out there. Monica said, Jimmy Woo, hey, you've got nice leadership skills, guy. So, future director of S.W.O.R.D.? I don't know. Plus, he knows magic. So, I feel like that would look good on a resume. I feel like if he's applying for the S.W.O.R.D. director position, like, hey, I have great leadership skills. I've dealt with Wanda in the Hex, and I know magic. I don't know. I feel like that's an instant hire, but that's probably why I'm not a hiring manager. So, my short and sweet thought of the finale, it was safe, but it was appropriate. I felt like it was the way to end the series. It was emotionally driven, just like the rest of the show was, and it focused on Wanda. It focused on Wanda's pain, right? And that's the entire goal of this series. I feel like sometimes we have to keep that in mind. This is not... WandaVision is WandaVision. It is not Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness prequel. I feel like sometimes we get caught up in this thought of, okay, now we can do the multiverse. Now, or, you know, in this case, now we have the Darkhold. Now we can do all of these things. Like, WandaVision was about Wanda and Vision. It was about Wanda's pain and her trauma, and we endured that. And I think this series finale really capped that off. I think that we got to find some sort of peace in the way that she dealt with everything. Now, what I mean by safe is obviously the fact that we didn't get a massive cameo. That's on Paul Bettany. You know, he dug himself the hole on this one and said that we were getting Luke Skywalker level cameo. And I just, you know, for me, I don't consider himself to be a Luke Skywalker level cameo. That was a good play, but I think obviously kind of spun out of hand. But we did not get a big massive cameo. We didn't see Doctor Strange. We no Mephisto, no Grim Reaper, no Nightmare, no mutants. We didn't see anything outside of a classic MCU formula of a final battle, which, by the way, it works for a reason, right? This is why the MCU is so popular. They have a wonderful formula that works, but a formula nonetheless. And, you know, during the final battle, there's obviously some epic parts that is part of the battle. Let's not forget that. It was epic. It was awesome. Wanda's learning magic as she's battling Agatha was super cool. Like, she goes freaking full-on Scarlet Witch. I got chills, like my hair stood up on my arms as I saw her take, like, her Scarlet Witch form. That was so cool. And I at least the social media so far today has not, I guess I feel like we haven't been acknowledging this. Like, people last week, people are like, oh my God, if she takes her Scarlet Witch form, like, I'm gonna lose it. She took her Scarlet Witch form, but, you know, I'll talk about it later in the show, but I just feel like a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, oh, it was okay. It was fine. Like, people, she took her Scarlet Witch form. That's what we've been waiting for, and she is officially the Scarlet Witch. She is officially stronger than the Sorcerer Supreme, and she has the Darkhold, which, obviously, again, I'll talk about it here in a few minutes. It is insanity. So, like, I just feel like, let's not forget all of these things that we did want to happen that we got to see happen. I thought that was cool. Plus, you know, we got a very Aristotle level, you know, big brain smart off between Vision and Vision, which was actually pretty cool. Like, we haven't seen that before, and, you know, Vision's always been more of an intellect than a fighter, I feel like, and he won that battle in the best way that he knows how: empathy, emotion, knowledge. And he won the big brain battle there, which, you know, caused him to, quote unquote, defeat White Vision, I guess. But I say this because I feel like that was a great contrast to Wanda defeating Agatha. Wanda was so focused on the use of force, the use of power, and her lack of knowledge, which we hear several times throughout the last few episodes, but especially during this final episode, the lack of knowledge that Wanda has. Agatha's very intent on telling her, like, you don't know what you need to know. And so I feel like we got these really nice polar opposites between Wanda and Vision and how they each fought their individual battles. Vision focused on knowledge. He focused on emotion and empathy, and Wanda focused on power. She didn't have the knowledge, and she focused on power, which was pretty sweet. I thought that was pretty cool. So continuing with the final battle, I thought it was lovely. I did not see the runes thing coming. I didn't see the runes. I was fully bought into the fight during it happening, and I feel like that's always a good indicator of a good show or a good movie. If you are 100% bought into what you're watching versus potentially saying, like, oh, okay, I know what I'm watching right now, but in 2 minutes, I think this is going to happen. I was not there. I was 100% watching Wanda be drained. I was fearful. I was so scared for Wanda. I was like, please. Please, this is not how we're going to end this series. You are not going to get drained. You're not, like, going to get put up in some house and need some healing or something. No, we can't do this here. We can't do this now. I wasn't ready for that, and I'm grateful that didn't happen. But I did not see the whole rune thing coming. I thought that was a clutch move using Agatha's, you know, her own thing against her was pretty rad. And the fact that Wanda decided to stick Agatha, like, back into a place that she hates was an ultimate win. And, you know, shout out to Catherine Hahn as per usual, just crushing her role. But, you know, trapping her in this, like, nosy neighbor role. Very cool. I think it leaves the door open for, you know, future appearances, escapes, possibly training. Like, Wanda knows where she is, so, you know, she can always come back and check her out. And then, you know, we saw Monica and Billy and Tommy's powers. Like, that was sick. You know, Monica stopped all these bullets that were coming at her. And I thought that was pretty cool. And again, I feel like it's not being talked about. Like, that is something really cool that we got to see. New powers, new characters. So that was pretty sweet. The emotional aspect of this episode absolutely ripped my heart out. Just ripped it out, stomped it on the ground, you know, covered it in liquid acid. And then, you know, froze it and then beat it with a sledgehammer. That was my rough translation of Michael Scott going through grief. That's what I felt like. turn it up to 13. The entire scene in which they are saying goodbye, Wanda and Vision are saying goodbye to each other, and then, you know, prior to that, they say goodbye to the kids. That was tough. That was intense. Like, that was a lot to handle, especially saying goodbye to our kids and knowing that, like, I'm making the right choice. I'm making the conscious choice, and I'm making the responsible adult choice to do this and to end the hex and to move forward, even though it means I don't get the family that I want. And then, hey, Marvel Studios, like, can we just, you know, how many times are you gonna make us watch Vision die? And it's not even die. It's like not even like, oh my gosh, he died. It's like an emotionally departing scene. It's so much to handle. I can't see Vision die again. I've seen Coulson die like a bajillion times, and you know, you kind of get used to it, I guess. But yeah, Coulson was different. We didn't have this very emotionally charged death every single time. But I will say that I got giddy. I got very happy when Vision said, so he goes, I've been a voice with no body, a body but not human, and now a memory made real, as he sheds a tear. I mean, you know, good thing nobody's watching me watch this show, because yeah, you know what, Vision? I shed a tear too. And the fact that Wanda mentions, you know, it stands to reason that we'll say hello again. Just throwing that, I like that. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't want to say like, oh, we're going to get Vision back again. But, you know, it was emotional. And I guess I just feel like that wraps it up. I feel like that is how the show should have ended. I feel like that's appropriate for where we have been going. And now where we're at. Okay, so all the feels. All the feels. I want to talk about the mid-credit scene and then the post-credit stinger, obviously. Mid-credit scene, we see someone pull Monica into, like, the movie theater and say we need to talk. Bing, bang, boom, she's a Skrull. Hello? I said Skrulls. I said this. I feel like I should get some points. I don't know. Some kind of magic points or something. But Skrulls, baby. We're here. So prime setup for Captain Marvel 2, obviously, with Monica going to space. I assume she's going to meet up with Fury there, who is at a Skrull base, as far as we know still. Now, the question I had was just this one S.W.O.R.D. employee Skrull, or do we have more Skrulls that were kind of among the ranks? Because I had reckoned that most of S.W.O.R.D. was Skrulls, and I guess we don't know for sure, but we at least know this one S.W.O.R.D. agent was a Skrull. So I liked that. I thought that was good, and I thought a lot of theories guessed that, and so I feel like people should be pretty happy with that. The big post credit scene, the main post credit stinger. I feel like I personally was a little disappointed, right? I've no Doctor Strange, no confirmation of Pietro being Quicksilver from another universe, no multiverse, no introduction of mutants, no nothing like that. So I feel like I'm disappointed to some degree, right? Because we kind of all thought it was moving this direction, me included. But holy crap, like if that post-credit stinger doesn't make you absolutely bonkers hyped for Multiverse of Madness, and Phase 4 in general, I mean, Wanda already knows how to use astral projection while reading the Darkhold, something that Stephen Strange, the Sorcerer Supreme, had to learn. He had to get there and learn, and Wanda already knows this, and she's already doing it. She is, again, stronger than the Sorcerer Supreme. I think she's gonna go crazy. I mean, it could be used for good or bad, right? I would lean more in the direction of this is going to be used for possibly bad. You know, Multiverse of Madness, I feel like, is kind of leading down that road. Who knows? But the fact that she already is learning this kind of knowledge, and she is the Scarlet Witch, like, if she has this knowledge, it's things are just gonna get bonkers. And personally, I am stoked to finally, quote unquote, see the Darkhold in the MCU, make it official canon. I'm going to say it. Go check out Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., specifically Season 4. The Darkhold is a key plot point in that season. It's mysterious. It contains immense power and knowledge, and we get to see some of it play out in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and it's wild stuff. It's awesome. So if they follow that kind of trajectory for the Darkhold at all in the MCU, we're going to get some absolutely crazy, crazy things. A couple unanswered questions. Where did White Vision go? We don't really know. Vision, he kind of just took Vision's memories and was like, yeah, I'm out of here. Okay, all right, see you later. A little unanswered question there. Pietro, it was really a long con for a boner joke. Like, all right. I don't know. I mean, I laughed. I got a good chuckle out of it. I thought it was kind of funny. I think Monica's delivery is what made it funny, right? But disappointed. Like, come on. Like, it's just I feel like it's a missed mark for that casting choice. And then we don't know what Wanda's going to do next, right? We don't know where this is going to lead now that she knows the Darkhold. Could go anywhere. And look, I am officially deeming this a very special episode because I'm going over the 15 minutes. And I know the title is 15 Minutes of Marvel, but I need like two more minutes, people. I'm close. I got to get all the thoughts out. I got to get everything out. So I wanted to end this show by talking about something I kind of briefly touched on Twitter. If you don't follow me at 15 Minute Marvel on Twitter, I'm pretty active on there. I kind of touched on this. I feel like the mixed reactions to this WandaVision final, if you've been on social or read any reviews or anything so far, I feel like they're mixed, okay? So I feel like some people were very hyped about these mid-credit, post-credit scenes, super stoked about seeing Scarlet Witch take her form, et cetera, et cetera. But then there's other people that are not so hyped, are not buying into the finale strictly because their theories did not come true. So I feel like even outside of the universe of WandaVision, this is a very important topic to cover and to talk about. And I just wanted to kind of get my stance out there in the world. I think that abiding to and building up fan theories to a level like WandaVision has kind of fostered is ripe for disappointment. I feel like, myself included, you get to a point, and I hitched to the Mephisto train pretty hard. You get to a point where it's like, okay, this has to happen. Mephisto has to show up. Here's all the options. Here's everything we know. He has to show up. He doesn't show up. And then I feel like that just ultimately breeds disappointment and really detracts from what the creators of the show, what the writers of the show were trying to show you and were trying to deliver. So I think it is important to remember that the WandaVision and anything else is strictly a story created by the writers, by the creators, by the actors, by everybody involved in that project. That is their story. It is not the story that we want to see. It is not the story for fans, built by fans, delivered for fans. That is not what this is. It is not fan service. It is the creators and the writers. So again, I just think that's important to remember, and I don't want you to sour or anybody to sour their thought on a finale to such a wonderful, moving, emotional show strictly because we didn't see Doctor Strange show up. I feel like that's shallow, and that's really just does a massive disservice to what the creators and the writers have written this show to be and where we are during the finale. So yeah, disappointment is fair. I'm disappointed we didn't get a new character look or Doctor Strange to show up for sure. But I'm not going to let that sour my thought on the finale as a whole. The finale didn't suck because my theories didn't come true. So anyway, you can tell I'm a little passionate about this subject. I just think it's important to keep that in mind as you watch something like this. Manage your expectations always leads for the best result. And I think it's important that we do that for WandaVision especially, but moving forward too. We don't know what the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is going to hold. We don't know what Black Widow is going to hold. Theories are fun. They're part of the reason that I created this podcast is WandaVision and going through the theories every single week, and the conversation is lovely. But then it crosses the line of if this doesn't happen, the show sucks. And I feel like that's very unfair to all of the people who have poured large portions of their life into creating something so wonderful for us to enjoy. So I just think that's something important to keep in mind as you watch the WandaVision finale and move forward with anything, really, any type of media consumption is always important to manage expectations. I thought the finale was wonderful. I liked it. I didn't think it was 5 stars. I would give it a 4. Just a solid 4. I enjoyed it for sure. I think it has its flaws. But I think the show overall is lovely. And I'm positive this is not the last time I'm going to talk about WandaVision on this podcast. I will talk about it at some point in the future because it's, you know, moving. Life is a feeling process, right? And this was a very feeling show. How do you feel about the WandaVision finale? Send me all your thoughts and ideas and emotions and everything that you want to talk about at 15 Minute Marvel on Twitter and Instagram. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on any major podcast platform, and don't be afraid to leave a review on Apple Podcasts either. It'll help this show become more discoverable to other Marvel fans like yourself, which I think is so important that we create this community for all of us to talk about Marvel, and it's a blast, and I hope that we continue to foster that. So be sure to leave this show a review. I will see you back here next time as I talk about some of my all-time favorite MCU moments. There are just so many. I'll probably, you know what, I'll try to narrow it down to like, I don't know, my top 32 or 28 or something like that. I'll try my best, but I'm going to talk my favorite MCU moments. I'm very excited for it. I am Ethan Simmy. I will see you soon. And remember, always go higher, further, and faster.